the Surviving Outside Sales podcast, hosted by Mike O'Kelly, presented by Rhythm AI. The goal is to get in, dominate, then get out. Surviving Outside Sales. Now on with the show. Welcome to the Surviving Outside Sales podcast. I'm your host, Mike O'Kelly. Hope everybody has had a great week. And April's numbers are looking good. You're going to hit those commission dollars, going to get those bonuses. So thank you for everybody who's been listening. And I just keep trying to think of how can I create the most value for the audience? And I think it's just giving tips and sharing stories. And when it comes down to it, if you don't know what you're doing right now, and if you are new to the sales world, there's really only three things you need to focus on, okay? If you do these three things, you're going to be ahead of so many people in the industry and so many people your age. You want to know what those three things are? Number one, find a path that you want to go down. Do you want to get into medical sales? Do you want to get into medical device? Do you want to get into pharmaceutical? Do you want to get into copier sales? Whatever you want to do in the sales world, find a path, create a vision. Where are you going to go in the next 5 to 10 years? If you don't know what your career is going to look like in 10 years, that's okay. A lot of times you won't when you're starting out. You have no idea what type of opportunities are going to come along. Nobody could have predicted a pandemic was going to hit a couple years back and really kind of slow some things down and really change things. So don't worry if you haven't been able to see 5, 10 years down the road. Just think to yourself, in 3 years, in 2 years or 3 years, what do I want to be doing? Now, hopefully you can look, you can't say, oh, in 1 year, maybe even 2 years is too short. Point is, find a path that you want to go down. Figure out exactly what you want to do. Come up with a plan. Just like when you're in the sales world and you are trying to find clients, you don't spray and pray to prospects. You don't just call on anybody who has a pulse. You're going to want to focus on the people that could be potential clients and the easiest of the people to be potential clients. I was selling radiation machines, the last full-time position I had where I wasn't my own boss. I was selling radiation machines to dermatologists. I did not walk into oncology offices. Yes, they treat with cancer, but it's a different type of cancer. I didn't walk into primary care offices. I walked into dermatology clinics. It was very specific. It was very targeted. It's got to be the exact same thing for what you want to do in your career. Even if you're in an industry right now and you want to switch, you want to change, map that out. Write that down. Think to yourself, what does it look like and what are the steps that I need to take in order to get there? That's number one, find your path. Number two, you're going to want to find somebody who has done it before you. Don't try to reinvent the wheel. The one thing that I can tell you is when I was younger, I thought I was going to be a trailblazer. I thought I was going to do things that nobody's ever done before, you know, and create things that nobody... No. It's all been done. Okay? That's the bad news. It's all been done. The good news is there are people that have done it before you. Find those people and have them mentor you. Okay? And when I say that, I hate to burst your bubble. That means you're probably going to have to pay for most of that. Okay? People get paid for their time. Professionals get paid for their time. Okay? I know it really sucks that you have to pay for everything and you're maybe you got out of college or you know you've got debt or credit card debt or you got a family. I get it. But what you don't want to do and what you can't afford to do is you can't afford to let 2, 3, 4 years slip by in your career just trying to pull yourself up from your bootstraps and do everything yourself and try to learn everything. Trust me, I tried to do that in my early 30s. It was very painful. It was a lot of work. It was a lot of work. I don't recommend that on anybody. That's lesson number one that I tell people. You pay for mentors, you pay for coaches, and you pay for trainings outside of what your company is offering. And you pay for that because what it does is it accelerates. It speeds up your knowledge. Then you take your knowledge, you go out and you work it And then it becomes wisdom because you've tested it live in the field. So number one is find your path. Number two, find someone who's gone before you and partner up with them. Learn everything you can from them. Help them guide you through the landmines of a sales career. They'll help you navigate. And the third is work your tail off. You're going to have to work harder than you've ever thought you're going to have to work. You're not going to work the hardest you've ever worked before. Yes, you're going to have to do that, but it goes further than that. You're going to have to work harder than you even thought you were going to have to work. You're going to have to put in the hours. You're going to have to put in the reps. It's going to take time to become great. It's not going to happen overnight. There is no silver bullet in sales. You're going to have to put in the work. I hate to have to share this type of bad news with you right before the weekend, but it's true. You can't microwave wisdom. You can't microwave experiences. You got to put in the work. If you just did those three things that I listed right there, you would be so much further ahead than 95 to 99% of the people you're going up against in your age bracket, in your grouping. So if in your 20s, early 30s, a lot of those people are not doing that. In your 30s, early 40s, a lot of people aren't doing that. What I'm finding is a lot of people in their 40s, like I am, pay for coaches. Now you could say, well, you guys have more money. Well, we also realize how much time we wasted when we were younger. And we don't want to do that again because we don't know how much time we have left. You start valuing time a little bit different when you get older. When you're younger, you just think time's unlimited. I was there. I did in my 20s and 30s. You know, you kind of feel like you're going to live forever. Time sometimes creeps by, but you have to understand that no matter what happens, okay, no matter what happens, people that have gone before you have experienced what you have. Now, you might find somebody who hasn't necessarily worked with the technology that you have as far as, you know, social media, et cetera. But if you're just trying to figure out how to navigate your career, I'm not talking about selling, because there's a sales business and then there's a sales career. And those are two separate things. Now, they are connected, but how you navigate each one of those are completely different. And you need to know how to do both. And I highly recommend that you find somebody, and maybe it's one person, but it's probably going to be two people. You segment those portions out. Have somebody that's your coach or mentor for your professional career. And then have somebody coach or mentor you or train you in selling, in business. You're going to be so thankful that you did. You may or may not understand how much time and how much of your life you have just saved from pain and suffering by doing so. If you do those three things, you find a path, find your vision, your goal, what do you want to do? Then you find somebody who's already gone that path, you hire them as a coach or a mentor, and then you work your tail off doing some of the things that they suggest. You do those three things, I guarantee you, at the end of 2023, at the start of 2024, 1 year from now, you will be extremely successful. Thank you so much. Really do appreciate how everybody has a great weekend. If you want to reach out to me, Mike at Surviving Outside Sales or MikeOKelly.com, MikeOKelly.com/connect. Thank you so much. Really do appreciate it. Hope everybody has a great rest of their week and a great weekend. See you next week. Surviving Outside Sales,